Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are everywhere. Digital, FM, AM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up on the project, we're going to do some sports on Thursday. You know why? Huge trades.
Big.
Big.
Big news, people.
Shaquille O'Neal big.
Shaquille, as I call him.
Shaquille?
Shaquille.
To his face.
We're close.
To your face? To his
special,
face ever?
That's a special nickname for him.
You would never say it to his face. You say it about his belly button if you attempted to do that. Yeah, Shaq is going to the Phoenix Suns. Bill Wolf will explain what that's all about. But first, let's get caught up with some of today's news headlines.
This is NPR.
Rescue and recovery teams are combing through the rubble left in the wake of those devastating tornadoes that ripped through the southern U.S. on Tuesday. Dozens of these storms ran through Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama, killing at least 55 people and injuring hundreds more. It was the country's deadliest set of twisters in more than 20 years. President Bush plans to go to Tennessee Friday to survey the damage in that state. Federal investigators from the Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service say a video of abuse of cattle at a California slaughterhouse is authentic. The inspector spent time at Hallmark Meatpacking in Chino after the Humane Society released video footage of workers dragging cows and using electric prods to bring them to slaughter. The Agricultural Department suspended its school lunch program with Hallmark partner Westland Meat after the video was released. The company could face criminal prosecution for violating state and federal laws. And some details have emerged about what trainer Brian McNamee told congressional lawyers this week about his claims of steroid use by top-name Major League Baseball players. According to reports, McNamee gave federal prosecutors syringes and bloody gauze pads that he said he used to inject pitcher Roger Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens has denied these allegations, and earlier this week he gave a sworn deposition to congressional investigators. The Cy Young Award winner is expected to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week. If it's determined that he lied during any of these proceedings, he could face 5 years in prison. Stay with us more on this story and Shaquille O'Neal's trade from our own sports guru Bill Wolf coming up. And finally, one of Oscar night's most exclusive parties, the Vanity Fair affair, has been canceled. The magazine said in support of the writers' strike and everyone else affected by that walkout, the magazine felt it wasn't appropriate to hold the event. The party, typically attended by the night's biggest winners and nominees, was scheduled to take place for the first time at a new Hollywood restaurant called Kraft. But despite what may be the first of several party cancellations, Academy Awards president Sid Gannis has said there's no doubt that the ceremony will go ahead. That's scheduled for February 24th. And those are your news headlines. They are always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.